long as there are questions about any aspect of this.
Some one question. Could you tell us of some movies that may portray a Christian virtue?
Well, yes, there are lots of them, but they don't make them anymore. Maybe they do once in a while, but it's very rare.
Old ones.
Well, any old movie like Shakespearean plays, Hamlet,
Dickens,
any of the, there's a lot of good English movies made in the 50s, in the stories of Dickens, like The Pickwick Papers and something. Usually, sometimes you can see them on television even, but it's interrupted by commercials so much that you lose the point. So, sometimes in big cities there'll be a theater that specializes in those kinds of films. So if you're looking, you see all kinds of, especially these movies from the 50s, maybe even 60s, that are dramatizations of novels, or plays, classic plays, and often they're very well done, and there's a point. Everything of Dickens is that way. It's full of Christianity. It doesn't mention Christ even, but it's full of love. Like this hero, this last Christmas, the Pickwick Papers. And it's quite well done, and betrayed sort of evil in its ugly form. And there's one character, Pickwick, who is simply a person who refuses to give up his innocence in trusting people. And finally, he gets put in the debtor's prison because he trusts him. And there comes to him the man who put him in prison, finally, and seduced his some kind of relative or something and everything else. And Pickwick gives him money and weeps over him. So he can buy a meal because he has no money to buy food in debtor's prison. And you see this criminal, this person who's taking advantage of everybody, a real no-gooder, and one little tear falls in his eye. The end, Mr. Pickwick is triumphant because he trusted men, but it's basically he's a Christian. He trusts them, and in the end he wins because people's hearts have changed. And there are lots of movies like that that show these old movies, quite a few of them, that show either the passions of men, the innocence, various Christian virtues. In fact, these 19th century novels on which they're based are all very down to earth and real. And they show how to sort of live a normal life, how to deal with these various passions which arise. So they don't give it on a spiritual level, but they give, by showing it in life and having a basic Christian understanding of life, it's very beneficial. But the movies nowadays, I don't know of any that are that way. Maybe here and there there's one. They're all becoming so weird. Yes?
I was wondering about the Chariots of Fire, like you were talking about. I haven't seen the movie, but is it supposed to be?
Chariots of Fire, yeah. I don't know what that is.
This is the Runners.
Yeah, it's a good one, yeah.
So I think in fact that we should seek out more of these old movies. Range for sure. They don't cost much. They're very cheap. You can buy them. You rent them maybe for $50, sometimes less. If you get a group together, say a church group, get together and show some of these movies. It's very good. The young people are interested in it. It shows how people behaved on the screen and in real life before all these weird movies and television programs came into fashion.
That's exactly what we had in mind. We're going to have a retreat where we're going to stress the theme of otherworldliness, and we'd like part of that retreat to be of a movie portraying Christian
nature. I'm wondering about your mentioning of the EP, whether a positive approach would be a kind of a constructive spiritual criticism rather than total rejection. You know, it's a discernment of what's said and what's good, because some of the scenes are hard to play. And that's the critical part.
Yes, I would say yes in that respect. There's something to be said for that. But Dickens is heartwarming with regard to normal everyday life. And this is heartwarming with regard to some kind of freak. And he becomes like a savior, this freakish thing. And therefore, the good, undoubtedly, is a good effect and well done. But the fact that it's so freakish and weird and abnormal already takes away the benefit of the positive experience. Compared to our times, of course, compared to many movies, it's, in that respect, it's positive. But the very fact that it has in its very center this freakish thing, I think, is a very big thing against it.